the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA, and Sports Byline. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're on a real fast track here.
We got
the
fastest
1 hour in all of cables. Satellite,
radio, cell phone apps, it's everything. You're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. I'm omnipresent, and I feel much better for it.
Yeah, you do. We got a nice microphone for you this week. You sound good. Lots of stuff to talk about. Yeah. How was your week this week?
You know, I'll tell you what I did. Last Thursday through Sunday, I went to Oklahoma and Dallas to see my daughter and grandkids.
That's something.
And my granddaughter, Emma, who's nine, says to me Sunday, or actually it was Saturday, she says to me, she comes over and gets on my lap and whispers, "Can I go to Dallas with you?"
Whoa, man, that's pulling at my heartstrings because she wants to go with you.
She wants to go with me. And then I said, well, I can't do it now, but we will do it in the future. But the trip was...
Is that how you did it?
Yes.
Did that work?
Yeah, not
because it's tough.
Not very well.
I didn't think
so. But what I allowed for her is to express all of it, and I heard all of it, and then I made sure before we moved on to the next subject that she didn't feel as though I was blowing her off.
That's good.
You know, so
I am, and she's the best.
And she loves shooting hoops with Poppy out in the in the driveway.
You're everybody's favorite Poppy. The whole world loves you as Poppy. It's a whole new image for you as the all-pro defensive end, two safeties in one game. And now you allow me to come and, like, sit on your knee during the show here today while you tell me and the audience stories.
And you know something?
What about it? What?
You're awfully heavy.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to go on the diet. I'm eating the salmon. I'm doing the greens. Can you smell the kimchi on my breath?
I don't get that close to you, actually.
Okay, good.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, we're going to take a little break here today. Don't forget, follow Fred Dreyer. He is on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. F-R-E-D is your Fred. Then you got the underscore, then D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We'll get to your emails, get to stories, and a whole lot more. Plus, we'll find out more about Fred's weekend.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 in 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn and kill those weeds that popped up over the summer. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding and weed killing routes using Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S Weed and Feed. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots and to kill dollar weed and clover. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. For many, fall means it's finally football season. Match the fun on the field by creating your own game to get into the competitive spirit. Ben Napier.
As Ole Miss alums, we take football season very seriously. For some friendly, competitive fun before kickoff, create a larger-than-life woodblock game. Sand down wooden 4x4s and cut into 48 pieces, each 18 inches long. Start stacking into a tower, taking turns pulling pieces to see who knocks it over first.
Aaron Napier.
For tailgating supplies, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter. Let the games begin.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Here to the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the acting legend, star of Hunter, Crisis, Land's End, Agent X, you name it, the list goes on and on and on. The all-pro defensive end, the guy that had two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to the show. I don't know. You know, you read the newspapers here, and you take a look at what's being forwarded as the sports narrative of the day or the week, and certainly NFL shoots to the top. But the NFL ratings are down.
I saw that. We talked about that a little bit on another show this week. And why do you suppose? The debate was going on.
Well, the heading says NFL ratings are down, and no one's sure why.
Well, they had a debate on a Monday night game. And the game was boring. They
loaded all this stuff up. They cited Colin Kaepernick.
Taking
a knee.
Taking his knee during the national anthem.
The presidential race is coming down to the last month here, and they're talking all about what's going on here with are there enough star quarterbacks to carry the interest of the people?
I don't know about that.
And several star quarterbacks were on the sidelines during primetime games. Due to injury, and now you have this conversation with. Speaking of injuries, you have a conversation now starting to heat up about these new breed of quarterbacks that are based on the template of RG3.
What's that template?
And that is the mobile quarterback who options. Who does a lot of running and exposes himself to defensive linemen and linebackers.
Because he's out of the pocket all the time.
Well, he's a great athlete, and it brings a new dimension. You know, we went through that a long time ago.
Really?
About the new dimension. Don't go into that dimension because you're going to be short of quarterbacks very, very sure.
Here we are. Look, the Carolina's got problems.
Well, they've got what's-his-face. You know, the Kaepernick model was, how he shot him up into stardom with the 49ers against the playoff game with the Packers.
Right.
And he did all that stuff, and that's fine. And then the league starts to catch on, and believe me, there's nothing like good defensive coordinators in the National Football League who figure out everything and everybody. It's just a matter of is it the next week or the next week after.
There you go.
And so what you now have is you've got Cam Newton, who has a concussion.
From Carolina, he's out. Indianapolis had problems, right?
And the Indianapolis guys had problems. And so
Carson Palmer now going to be out?
Yeah, all of these guys. He might be out. He could be on the path to being out.
He got a real whack on the head in that game.
Well, he's also got a knee injury, too, with it.
Yeah, you're right.
Something like that. But anyway, the point is that these quarterbacks are just – you cannot have enough quarterbacks. And they're investing. These teams are investing in these quarterbacks that are mobile. And I haven't seen any of these guys. You know, years ago, I remember a quarterback called Billy Kilmer out of UCLA.
Oh, yeah, Billy Kilmer.
That played eventually for George Allen in the Washington Redskins. In his early days, he came in, he was drafted by the 49ers. And he came out of UCLA as a young, fast quarterback, an option type of quarterback. He was wily, he was cocky and arrogant, and he could throw and he could run until one afternoon he met about five players and that put him out of commission for a while.
What happened?
Well, he ran one too many times.
Yeah, and they hit him.
And then he realized, now I got to be a behind the quarterback, behind the center quarterback.
Yeah.
So he did that for a long time, and he hooked up with George Allen in Washington, and he nurtured a primarily defensive team. It was structured to win defensively and strangle you defensively, the Redskins, and then have the quarterback manage the offense to where you didn't lose by that. You know, you didn't lose offensively.
Right.
You win games, and you did just enough to control the ball. And you needed a smart guy to execute that offense that was called. And so those guys, they just age fast. They don't last very long. It's very difficult to say you're going to get one of these guys, you know, that like the kid at Clemson and the guy at Houston and the guy at Louisville. Those young athletes are getting a lot of attention, but they're the same problem when you draft them. They're good for a year, two, maybe three, and then suddenly your whole program comes to a stop because the guy's hurt. And RG3 never got out of the box.
Yeah, another guy got
hurt. He's a guy who got drafted very high by Washington, and he was the biggest thing.
Talked about a lot.
And then all of a sudden, now he's nowhere. And so what you have is the ratings are down. Anyway, quarterbacks are getting hurt. They're stacked up. We also have the fact that Tom Brady's now back from 4-week hiatus. So he's going to be back, and that's good. And but why are the ratings down? And no one's sure why. Well there's always a combination of things. I do believe in this culture today that and I'm going to point to the political side of this, because that to me is what is kind of sitting over there and no one's poked at yet. And that is the fact that there is the Black Lives Matter politic. The league is primarily a black league, so the politic of skin color gets a lot of play, and so you wind up getting people going to work talking about the politics of what's going on in the culture, and that is violence in the inner cities of America, and everybody seems to want to protest the fact that young black players and young black people are being shot and gunned down by police in all of these cities. And I think the conversation has developed and become so muscular now, it has enveloped the play on the field. And when people pay a lot of money and when they go to games and they have, you know, Super Bowl parties or weekend parties, get-togethers at their house to watch the games, they don't want anything else other than the sport.
Right.
They don't want anything else but the sport. And you know, whatever your opinions are, that's what your opinions are. But keep them out. What I'm upset about, what one of the reasons that I've turned the league off over the years has been, you've got ownership. When I was playing, I hate to say this, forgive me. You know, when I was playing, you know, well, I'm not playing now, and it's been 30 years. So from 69 to 81, it was before ESPN, before the broadcasts exploded around the world, before the league had all of these billion-dollar conversations about the worth of a franchise. What you have is a league that has developed into no leadership. I made a joke a couple of years ago. Certainly, it came to fruition in this Brady Gate, where they had, you know, who deflated, who put air in the balls, and who took the air out, and who had the last the needle valve in the pump, who had that the last, and who did it, and all of this stuff comes down to people are fed up with it. And the league has no leadership. The other day, a friend of mine calls me and he says, "Have you seen this number 17? You know, for the Jets or the Chiefs or somebody. This guy has dreadlocks down to his waist.
Really?
It covers his name.
How fashionable!
It covers the number on the back, And the question I said, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. And the question was, how long will the league allow them to grow?
It's getting worse. It's in baseball. It's now into football. And the league appears to just allow that kind of crap
now,
to happen.
I'm not saying it because it's black.
No.
I'm saying it because it is the fad to have beards. Everybody has beards. Everybody has long hair. But when it gets down to your waist, something's wrong, and it has to be addressed.
We'll continue with this discussion. It is the Sports Show from CRN Digital Talk Radio. Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive, sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same period. The acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks very much. Where was I? We were talking about the NFL ratings are down.
Yeah,
No one knows why. There's a lot of reasons
and injuries
why.
Injuries on the quarterback.
There's all kinds of things. And yeah. I do think this. I know a lot of people that are in the professional football business.
Yeah.
Whether they're coaches, players, they're in radio, and they're on television, they're in color commentating, so forth and so on, play-by-play. And so I get a lot of opinions thrust upon me, a lot of questions. My view is this, you know, nothing stays the same. You either improve it, you either maintain the standards that people identify the sport with, and that's integrity, professionalism, excitement, and leadership. All of those things are suffering today, not only in the culture about everything's going on, but certainly in the direction of where people are headed in terms of what they consider viable to bring into their home and to celebrate. People look forward to pro football. They look forward to baseball and all these other sports, but they look forward to pro football today because it's such a fantastic game, and there's only 16 games, 18, 19 games, and every week is a dynamic that people really look forward to. And when you start screwing around with it, when you start politicizing it, once you have players knocking girlfriends out and the league not knowing what to do, once you have players not taking standing up, you know, like a man with his helmet under his arm to the national anthem, and the ownership does nothing about it, you know, not one person from the San Francisco 49ers went to the microphone that day and said, I agree with what he's doing, or I disagree. They just kind of didn't show up, and they allowed public opinion. They waited to see what public opinion was. There's no leadership, and I think people are tired of it. I think there's a saturation point to where people are fed up with a lot of things, and once it washes over into the sacred moments that they have alone with themselves, with their friends on a Sunday afternoon or a Monday night or whatever it might be, and they start seeing the politic of the day wash into that, it really pisses people off. And they start to get upset about it, and they realize that nothing is sacred, nothing stays the same, and it's all changing in a way that is revolting. I don't want to see someone act out their politics on the company's time. I don't want to have a teammate start doing that and have now everybody start asking me, what do I think about that? I don't want to be dragged into that conversation. If he feels the way he feels, he should have a press conference before, after the game, in the off season. He should say, I'm writing $1 million check to whatever this institution is that allows me to do that. That's wonderful. We support all of that. But as an owner, I don't want my business compromised. And that's the difference between what Colin Kaepernick is doing and those who say, well, you know, he has a right to do it. It's not about a constitutional right. It's not a freedom of speech right. It is the right for an owner and the league to have and run their business the way they see fit.
I agree with you, and that's why they pay the money to go ahead and get what they buy so they can run the team the way that they see to make that team happen. That is very key. Now, let me ask you a question about here it is, you know, going into week five here in the NFL. And after 4 weeks, if someone would have told you the Rams were going to be 3-1, would you have believed them? I would have bet against that. The Rams seem to be doing better than expected, especially after that first no-scoring season opener. But would you have expected it? Would you have thought?
Well, look, first of all, I it's been 22 years. I have no insight at all to what kind of an organization
it
is.
But you have more than we have just because you play the game.
Well, yeah, I do. I see kind of what's going on, kind of. I'm learning more now about the league because the league now comes to you here at home,
right,
every week, you know, either on the road or you're here. So I'm learning to kind of pay attention now more than I did before to what is good, what isn't. And I don't know anything about Stan Kroenke and his organization. They weren't that good in St. Louis. They won a Super Bowl 20 years ago. But I don't know how good they are. I don't know what the state of the union is in terms of how they do their business, how they interact with people. I do know that they show up here without a quarterback. And the first thing they do is, after announcing that they're going to move back after 22 years, they make the announcement that we're going to enter into a blockbuster deal that, again, puts them in the first selection, the first player picked in the 2016 draft in exchange for three draft choices and two number two draft choices.
Wow. So they must have really been after somebody they really believed in.
Well, they're sinking the franchise into this belief system. And
was that Jared Goff?
That's Jared Goff from California.
Now, we saw him at the pre-kickoff gathering that they had at the stadium where people could go around and meet the fans. You had a huge lineup, people waiting to get your autograph and sign everything up. And he was up there on stage at one point being interviewed along with the Rams legends Vince Ferragamo and Chris Everett, former quarterbacks. And it appeared to me, just sitting there looking.
Did you say Chris Everett?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jim.
Jim Everett, I'm sorry.
I think it's Jim.
I don't want to get punched by Jim again because
he's had an operation.
He was called Chrissy Everett by that famous
Jim Rome.
Jim Rome, yeah, right. Got in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Everett and Vince Ferragamo.
Yes.
So Jared Goff is up there, and it appeared to me, for all intents and purposes, they're going to work him in and get him into the game. I haven't seen much of him here. It's been Case Keenum that I've seen there carrying the, grabbing the football.
Well, the conversation.
What's the deal?
The conversation has been, what do we have here? What is it that we paid such an exorbitant price for?
Lots of picks.
Why isn't he? And I've said this before, and I don't mean to be disparaging. I want to separate this. I don't know, because this guy might be terrific, and it might work out well for everyone. That would be great. That's what it was meant to do. But I know that when Carol Rosenbloom and Don Klosterman and the people that ran the Rams, that owned the Rams, made a blockbuster trade.
When you played for them, when they were in L.A. the first
year. That player had better show up and play.
Right.
And so, we're going to spend this tremendous price where we're going to lose draft choices in the coming years for the hope that this guy works out. That this guy,
yes.
This guy makes it. The word is, from what I've heard, is, and it's only speculation because, again, nobody in this sporting world here in L.A. talks about anything. I told
you're talking about the different radio shows and things.
The press.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Why is he not playing? They'd work him in a little bit.
There's reasons why he's not playing, and that's his development.
Yeah.
So my question is, if his development is such that he's not able to contribute or to play,
right?
Where a lot of quarterbacks are,
right?
That are drafted, you have to ask, why did they draft him, and what kind of system was he in, and why didn't they put their money and their draft choices behind someone that was closer to participating than not?
Well, they must have really believed in this guy.
I believe in a lot of things, too. But the reality is, if there's other quarterbacks out there that come from a system where you're required to be under center and to read defenses, that's the system you have. And once you go outside that system to a shotgun type offensive philosophy,
right,
where the quarterback is not under center and he's not required to read defenses specifically, where he comes from a offensive culture that you come up to the line of scrimmage, you quick snap it from the offensive line, where the offensive linemen really don't get down in a 3-point stance. They get down with their hands on their knees. And they come up to the line of scrimmage. The ball is snapped real quick,
right,
and you get rid of the ball quickly. You're not challenged in that system to really have to read defenses. You're reading an opportunity where those pass patterns are going to be open within that segment of the field. It's kind of tough to describe it, but he's not a classic NFL quarterback. He didn't come from that system, and so
He can be trained as a chance.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Right.
You know, he's taking snaps at practice, and he's running teams. He's learning. He's watching films, and he's a smart kid, and all those things are true. But what else is also true is you've got Case Keenum, who's an average, journeyman quarterback, executing the plays enough to where they can beat the teams they've beaten.
He's starting to move a little bit now. It looks like they're starting to gel as they win these games. It gives the team more confidence. So, Rams are now 3-1.
They're 3-1, and they won 3 in a row. Their defense is playing well. And believe
defense.
Me, it does take time, folks, for a team to mature and find itself. And they've got, 12, 13 games left.
All right. That was week 5 starting this weekend for you. We're going to cover some of the playoff baseball style thoughts here for you straight ahead as we continue on The Sports Show with Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. For many, fall means it's finally football season. Match the fun on the field by creating your own game to get into the competitive spirit. Ben Napier.
As Ole Miss alums, we take football season very seriously. For some friendly competitive fun before kickoff, create a larger-than-life woodblock game. Sand down wooden 4x4s and cut into 48 pieces, each 18 inches long. Start stacking into a tower, taking turns pulling pieces to see who knocks it over first.
Aaron Napier.
For tailgating supplies, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter. Let the games begin.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back. It's the Sports Show. Don't forget to follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him. He reads all the emails, talks about them on the air. Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. Coming to you from the CRN Talk Studios, Sports Byline, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn, along with the great Fred Dreyer. Now, we got playoffs coming up, and you wonder if the teams are ready to go or not. I'm worried a little bit about that Dodgers National Series. Dusty Baker, I think, he wants to get his team up, and he doesn't want to lose out on another one. He never won the series when he was a Cubs manager, didn't win the series, had a real good shot at it when he was a Giants manager. I think he's got payback on his mind. He's going to be gunning for the Dodgers. I love Dave Roberts and the crew, but they might have been a little too relaxed going into this playoff series. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it's interesting because when I was in Dallas and in Oklahoma
last Thursday,
was the start of the last three games up in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, you know, they're going to go up there and going to take two out of three.
Yes.
They got beat.
They got beat three straight, the Dodgers, and the Giants got warmed up, ready to go into the playoffs.
That's my point. My point is that it's a little too soon to be not caring if you win or not. And you know,
there you go.
You know, the other thing else is that I know they're trying to find their playoff roster, but you know, there's something that you can be at jeopardy for losing in trying to find the roster of future series.
Yes.
And that is the momentum that you're building and the mindset. You know, right away, the last three games up there, people are concentrating on, this is Vinny's last three games, number one.
And he was broadcasting from San Francisco
He did not break into song.
No, because he was at the opposing side. They wouldn't let him.
They did sing
Take Me Out to the Ball Game
Okay,
to
that's
him.
Fine. To him?
To him, and there was one of the announcers on the Giants, a terribly flat voice. He was like pumping it up, and they should have turned him down so we could actually hear the crowd sing to Vinny. But the guy was like, "Take me out to the ball game."
Clearly drunk.
Well, could have been.
Come on.
But the Giants, you know, they won that game, so he was probably in a
good
mood.
Well, look, they lose the game. So I'm in Dallas.
Style.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm running around here.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. And they realize they lost all three games.
They lost Fred
five of six. They lost
yes.
five of six.
Yes, yes.
And
not
to
the way
me,
to go into the playoffs.
To me, you don't do that, you know.
You're right.
And if you have to sacrifice the last five, six games of a 162-game season to find out who your roster is, you don't know your roster. How difficult is it going
to
be
to make the choices?
So you give a pitcher, okay, we're going to bring him in on the sixth inning to see what he does, and if he gives up a base hit or a run, okay, he's not on the roster. You know, how do you after all of the games that have gone on not know enough at the end of the season to know what your roster is?
And if the pitcher has a bad outing like one of the Dodger pitchers had and walks the bases full and the Dodgers are winning like 3-2 and the Giants come back and kill the Giants 9-3 with walks and everything else, you destroy that pitcher's confidence. Now you can't use him because this guy's going to think, "Gee, I really do stink." Am I right about that?
Yeah.
So I think we've got some interesting players.
Yeah, you are. So anyway, so what you've got now is you've got Dusty Baker, who's, whoever knows their squad the best and whoever gets the breaks and whoever plays the best usually wins these games.
Cleveland-Boston, what do you think in that series? What are you thinking there?
I like the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I think so. And Cleveland will be tough, but, Boston fought hard. What about Texas-Toronto? Toronto snuck in there.
Toronto had a big win the other day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Texas at home. I got to go probably with Texas at home.
Yeah. And Russell Martin, you know, he was a Dodger catcher, and he's played on Toronto, he's played on the
Yankees.
Pirates, he played on the Yankees, and he's been in the playoffs like, I think, 7 out of 11 seasons or 9 out of 11 seasons that he's been in baseball. I think the Dodgers made a mistake getting rid of that guy.
No, they didn't.
At the time, I agree with you, but now it's looking like maybe we were wrong. Why'd you say no?
No, you can't judge it like that.
He used to get angry when he would make an out and throw his bat.
Well, everybody did. You know, come on.
Why do you say no?
Because he couldn't throw to second base. That's why.
Well, as in most catchers, these days
can't. Wait a minute. Isn't that what you ask him to do?
Yeah. Well, you hope so, but, you know, some catchers have good arms and some don't.
That's right. And you get rid of the ones that don't.
Maybe they're a two-tool man instead of a three-tool man. You know what I'm
saying? He was hitting there okay for a while. He stuck around, and they realized, what are we doing here? Our pitchers are getting, nobody's.
What about the Cubs? You think
throwing
this
them out?
The Cubs year? Do you think the Cubs?
Yeah,
Joe
probably.
Mann's a pretty good manager.
He's a pretty
good.
They got a pretty good pitching staff. And of course, it's vision. You know, people who are. I've always believed this. You have to have ownership that understands the business that they own. You know, a lot of these owners don't understand
what they've got,
what they have, and so they trust somebody to tell them.
Mistake.
Here's a good general manager.
Hal Davis was one of those guys that would always know what he had, right?
At one point in time, he did.
Wait a minute.
And then he drafted terribly toward the end.
With the Oakland
I do think
Raiders.
he was sick, and I think that he was all alone. The game had somewhat passed him by. You know, he's still looking for Daryl LaMonica to throw an 80-yard bomb. When I was in college at San Diego State, John Madden was our defensive coach. In San Diego State. Okay?
You had an all-star coaching staff when you were in school.
Yes. And then he told me when I was in school, he says, listen, I'm leaving. I'm going up to Oakland to be the linebacker coach for the Raiders. So he went up there and coached for a year up there.
Yep.
And so I was a Raider fan, I was a Raider fan. I watched the AFL a lot.
You were born and raised in Southern California, and you were still a Raider fan?
Well, when I was in college, because I was in San Diego, it was an AFC team.
Oh, okay.
We saw the Chargers a lot. We saw the Raiders a lot. Of course, and they were exciting games, And, Al Davis and Gene Klein, who owned the Chargers, were at each other's throats all the time, and they meet at down on the field and argue with one another. It's hilarious. It's like wrestling.
At that stage in your career, because this was before you joined, really got signed up by a club, did you play in college? Did you have like a Raiders jersey that you went to the ball game with your friends? And
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. And
did you buy
cap,
a helmet?
And a cap with a propeller on it.
Did you have a Raiders helmet?
No, I did not.
Okay. Because did you have one of those caps that have the straws that you could put the beer cans up there?
When I was a kid, when I was a small little boy, I used to get sweatshirts.
Yeah,
and I remember my first attempt.
Yeah.
At getting into the fever of baseball.
Yes,
because that was my sport.
Right,
I cut out a red star and had my out of a piece of cloth and had my mother sew it over my left. Chest, my breast,
bosom there,
bosom, and it was the Hollywood Stars.
So you wanted
to
have a uniform that was a Hollywood Stars.
It was a Hollywood Stars uniform, and then
homemade by you and
it was
your mom.
Homemade by
it's
me
great.
And my mother, and so I had
beautiful.
That. I had that sweatshirt with that red star on it.
Did they have a red star on their uniforms?
Yeah, it was the Hollywood Stars.
Okay, and it was red.
That was the PCL
what was
team.
What was the color of the shirt that you put it on?
It was gray.
And that was their traveling gray?
That's correct.
Now so you had a Hollywood star. Do you
now
still have that shirt?
You're
because
figuring it out.
You're in such great shape.
I really can't fool you.
You could still wear it today because you're in such good shape. Maybe you could next week bring in that Hollywood star shirt.
I remember it. I could repeat
it's
that
touching
thing.
Story.
I could repeat it.
Repeat what?
That the making of that shirt. That
we could do that. And we could do.
I'll bring in the scissors next week.
Let's have a craft section on the show. And to next week, everybody bring in scissors, some red cloth, and a gray shirt, and we'll make a Hollywood fashion, a crude Hollywood Stars jersey.
Yes, we'll do.
And we'll get
neighbor Paul to drive me down to the sweatshirt shop.
Yeah.
He'll keep
he's got
the car.
That nice car.
Yeah, he's got a huge limo.
You make him circle around. So
No. He'll just he'll stand there.
Okay.
He'll sit there in the red.
Good.
In the red while I run in and pick up the shirt.
That's good. That's really good.
It's like a bank robbery.
Yes.
Almost.
It's very. And we'll have a Hollywood star in jersey in case they ever come back. In case there was a new, franchise.
I would love for the PCL Pacific Coast League to come back
Me
again.
Too.
You know, the Angels were there, the Hollywood Stars, and it was great. Anyway, it was part of my childhood. So when I looked, I looked at all these kids as I got older. You know, getting all this memorabilia, which I understood,
right?
But it wasn't homemade. Yeah,
homemade is always the best.
The best.
It really is.
It's the best. So, and my mom said, she says, I think the star looks looks good right there. Let's sew it right there.
It's perfect.
And I'd say, are you sure, Mom? Are you sure you're going to place the story the right way? It looks a little off-center. He goes, no, I think it. I remember the conversation having with my
mother. And it was beautiful, right?
Of course.
Of course it was. Yeah. I always wanted one of those slip and slides, and a family never buy one. So I fashioned one crudely out of galvanized pipe that my dad had.
Well,
in the backyard.
You kill yourself.
I jumped over to a water. This is when California had water, and I had a sprinkler valve. You could turn on the sprinkler at the top, and I had one of those fan water things. You could jump over it. And I just sopped the lawn. It was just a mud puddle when I got through with it.
Oh, I'm sure you.
But
killed,
it saved a lot of money.
Killed the lawn.
The one they sold was made out of cheap plastic. I had mine out of fine pipe. You know, it was just galvanized. Well,
you could hurt yourself on that thing.
You could, but you know, kids at our age, they didn't care about that.
I think we're digressing.
Yeah, we are. What else is in the news here today? We should talk about a little bit. So we got the baseball playoffs. Basketball is coming up again pretty soon, and this is the hockey season. And the Kings, Los Angeles Kings, will be having their 50th season, their 50th anniversary.
When would that be?
That's starting. I think the 17th is their season opener game this month. I believe is the season opener for the Kings.
They're starting awfully fast, aren't they?
Yeah.
Have they had training camp yet?
Yeah, they've had training
camp. Do they know what they're doing by the time the season opens?
Yeah, they know everything they're doing.
You know, last year we saw them play San Jose at home.
Yeah.
And they really didn't look like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, we almost jinxed them. You and I went to the first game at home, and we're not going to do it this year. We're going to go to the second game at home. They're playing in Las Vegas. You know, they got the big Las Vegas arena, and there'll be a hockey team there next year in Las Vegas.
Who's so the playing Kings, there? Is it this expansion? Weekend, is that an expansion
team?
Yeah,
it's going to be an expansion team, and the guy that owns Fidelity Federal there is putting some money into there and getting a franchise in Vegas. They should be the Las Vegas Gamblers. Don't you think that should be the name of the team?
That'd be a good name. That is a good one.
Yeah, so Kings are going to be playing there this weekend, so Friday, Saturday. If you listen to the show Sunday, they played already. They're playing those exhibition game.
I'd name them the Tax Dodgers.
The Las Vegas Tax Dodgers?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, well.
You don't want to pay taxes, do you?
How about the Las Vegas 7-11s?
No, that's a store.
Oh, okay. I thought that was something they shouted out or something. Yeah, so.
That's a fast food convenience store.
Yeah. That's something.
They've been around a long time, fast food convenience store.
So anyway, so we got league championships coming up, and they got a lot of stuff going on. And the Blue Jays, apparently one of the Blue Jays fans threw a beer at the Orioles outfielder.
Yeah, I saw that. Did they catch him?
I don't know if they did or not, but apparently the Orioles got really enraged over this.
They should. That's not good. I tell you.
And Soo Kim caught the final out in the seventh inning. Blue Jays won that playoff wild card game 5-2. In the American League game at the Rogers Center on Tuesday. And as the guy Kim settled under the fly ball off the bat of Melvin Upton Jr., a can sailed past him and landed on the turf. That's not fun.
Well, the other thing is, I remember this incident reminds me of the Yankee-Oreo playoff series about 20-some-odd years ago where somebody in Yankee Stadium threw a battery.
You remember that?
A battery at a player coming over to the side to make a catch.
That was Robert Conrad. He had it on his shoulder. And he dared somebody to knock it off.
I think they threw Robert Conrad, who had the battery on his shoulder.
Neighbor Paul is coming in to visit with us, our neighbor here. It's the sports show with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the legendary actor and football star, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Neighbor Paul's here. Neighbor, you mentioned that the Topanga Plaza has a sale on
Tommy Bahama
shirts.
Is that right?
That's one of those Westfield malls, I believe.
Oh, good. So we got that's good. Right.
That's good.
What'd you bring for us, neighbor Paul? Usually we borrow sugar from you and stuff. What do you have for us?
I got to tell you, everybody's still kind of trying to get over to kind of the retirement of Vin Scully.
Oh, the Dodger legend, the baseball legend,
and all the wings, the air under his wings.
Yeah. But seldom do people
talk. He's beneath that wing.
I don't know when the last time he did it called a football game.
He did football for CBS. Yes, nationally for many years.
Yeah, he did. Golf, too. He's very good in golf.
Yeah. No, excellent.
What do you have for us?
I just happened to Facebook friend Michael Carlucci decided.
Oh, Mike Carlucci is good.
A good broadcaster in his own right.
Dodger PA announcer.
Sent me this fine.
Yeah, what do we have here? Play this for us, I could, if you would, please. You're off mic, too. I would
good,
just hold out of that. Yeah, just
good
play
neighbor.
What they thought was going to be a barn burner is exactly that. The football is on the 6-yard line. Don Landry is 6 yards away from his 6th Super Bowl. And, of course, for the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. 3rd and 3.
We'll see a pickup come down on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, throwing in the end zone.
What a play that was.
Beautiful.
There you go. That's it. I'm telling you, it's good.
I remember it.
Yeah, that was very good. Thank you, neighbor Paul. That was really nice.
You can always bring it.
We're out of time here. You can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And Twitter, follow him at Fred_Dreyer. Final thoughts from Fred?
You guys have been great. You've been tweeting me and you've been sending me emails and stuff. I sure appreciate it. Keep them coming in, and we will see you all next time.